SBS Radio.
Firefighters Lance Tye, Blake Manns and Steve Dingle have taken on something of legendary status around the streets of Redfern. For 38-year-old Mr. Dingle, the reception they receive from children in particular warms his heart.
The way the kids do look at you when you're driving around in the truck and when you're there, it's just so great. You get waves and, you know, and all sorts of things and smiles. And so, yeah, it's just being a role model, I think, is a massive thing in fire and rescue.
The trio form the first all-Indigenous New South Wales firefighting crew. And for Lance Tye, it means a lot. The 34-year-old is proud to be a trailblazer for his people.
As the first ever Indigenous crew at Fire and Rescue, you know, it's another barrier that we've broken, another boundary that we've moved forward, that we've broken down that stigma with just this platoon, that, you know, a full Indigenous crew can go out and help in the community and work together and, you know, break down any barriers that we have with Fire and Rescue, what there may have been. And we could do that with other ethnic groups as well.
The crew recruits members from the Indigenous Fire and Rescue Employment Strategy Program, an initiative designed to bolster the number of Indigenous firefighters. This squad only formed this year, making it the first all-Indigenous crew in New South Wales. Blake Manns is the youngest in the team at 28 years old. He says it's a great job, but it also has its physical and emotional challenges.
And some of the things you see is not ideal. You try not to think about it too much. I've got good advice off one of my SOs. You look, but you don't look. You sort of block it out. It is challenging. Some of the jobs, you know, MVAs are pretty horrific. And then when you see a family after their house is burnt down, it's pretty sad.
For Lance Tye, having such an Indigenous representation in the fire service is a positive progression in a suburb with such a storied place in Aboriginal history.
It's very important to have an all-Indigenous platoon exactly to work with the demographic that we have here in Redfern. It's a predominantly Indigenous community. It helps us work with any young people or any family members that want to walk down and have a chat and ask us about fire and rescue or what they can do to help.
For his part, Steve Dingle hopes they can encourage a new generation of Indigenous youth down a career path it may never have thought possible.
Yeah, definitely. I think a representation of, you know, like Aboriginal men, especially in jobs like this, is just great for kids to see. And I know growing up, you know, I saw my dad was a great role model for me. He just worked hard. You know, he was only a truck driver, but he worked hard. And just to see the way he worked, you know, and then and you didn't see many Aboriginal people in, you know, in jobs, you know, like this. So especially firefighting, I think, and even, you know, as far as the police and stuff like that, I think it's great to see.
And it's not just firefighting, but also a teaching role for the trio. On top of their regular duties, Lance Tye says these men are making fire education among Indigenous Australians a priority.
You have kids that come and go, oh, we don't have a working smoke alarm. So, you know, first thing Pat will do is, all right, where do you live? What do we need to do? And I think the best part of the job for me is I don't look at it as a job. Not many people can say they wake up and love going to work, and I can say that every time that I come on shift. I've got, you know, one of the best crews that, you know, we've got around with our SO and the other two fireys.
A love for the job that is already making this community a whole lot safer. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.